From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. I'm James O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of The Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of The Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary G. Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. If you'd like to contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here is Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. I trust that you're having a great week in the Lord, and I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord. And it is my prayer that you'll go to church on Sunday. That's right. Yeah, that's 2 days away. But God would have you in a good, solid, Bible-believing church where the Word of God is preached, where good songs are sung unto the Lord, where you can grow in your faith along with other Christians, and where you can be worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. So I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church this coming Sunday. Well, this week on the program, we've been studying the prayer of Jabez that I've been calling a challenge for service. And the prayer of Jabez is found back in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, where it says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." Well, this week we've had the opportunity of looking at Jabez's person. We don't know too much about him other than the fact that he was more honorable than the rest of his brethren, and which means he had a good godly character and a good godly reputation. And I trust that we can all say that as well about ourselves. And then we've been looking at Jabez's prayer, quite an interesting prayer. I think the significant thing to take into consideration is that Jabez's prayer was directed toward the right person, because it says Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, you know, today we hear people say, I'm praying for this and I'm praying for that, and I sometimes wonder who they're praying to. Are they praying to themselves? Are they praying to some idol? Are they praying to some church? Or are they praying to the God of the Bible? Prayer that's real prayer goes to the throne of God. I trust that's where your prayers are headed. But then Jabez has four elements in this prayer that are elements that we should apply to our lives. And we've looked at the first three in this series so far. First of all, Jabez sought God's blessing when he says, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. Then Jabez sought for an expansion of his ministry when he said, And enlarge my coast. Thirdly, Jabez sought God's strength when he says, And that thine hand might be with me. Now, we've looked at all of that up until this point in time this week. Now, today, we look at that last element of this great prayer where Jabez said, And that thou wouldest bless, excuse me, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. And that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. Yes, Jabez sought God's spiritual protection. Keep me from evil. Keep me from evil. Have you prayed that prayer recently? God, keep me from evil. Keep me from sin. You see, Jabez knew that sin would destroy him. He knew that without a doubt. Again, I think of Jabez, you know, I often say, Lord, I wish you would have put more in your word about him, because wouldn't it be great to know what he did up to this point in time and how God blessed him beyond this point in time? We don't know. All that we do know is that God granted him that which he requested, because that's found right here in the last part of verse 10. But the fact is, Jabez knew that sin would destroy him. And so he asked God to protect him from sin so that he would not suffer spiritual pain. I think that's a good prayer for every one of us. Many times we do say, Lord, bless me and give me more ministry and give me strength, but how often do we say, Lord, keep me from evil? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that the least little sin in your life or in my life will keep us from great ministry? It's true. The least little sin in your life or my life will keep us from great ministry. Sin, you see, hinders our walk with the Lord. Sin, you see, keeps us from having the strength of the Lord. Sin keeps us from understanding the will of God. Sin keeps us from bearing spiritual fruit. Sin is very serious. It's interesting when we study the Word of God, and we don't have time to get into it in depth today, but I'm going to give you some scriptures that you might want to take into consideration as you study this through. We need to learn that all sin brings hurt. There is no sin that brings joy in the long run. Oh, yes, there is pleasure in sin for a season. We know that. But it also brings great hurt, great sorrow, great grief. Jabez says in his prayer, keep me from evil that it may not grieve me. For instance, the Word of God teaches us that sin grieves us with the loss of joy. Back in Psalm 51 and verse 8, we find that David asked that the Lord would renew unto him the joy of his salvation because he lost it over his sin of adultery and murder. Also, you see, sin will grieve us in that it will cause us to have the loss of a witness for Christ. And once again, David in Psalm 51, verses 12 and 13, indicated in his prayer that after God restored him, that then David himself would teach others. He would be a good witness to others. But you see, when sin is in our lives, we can't be the clear, fresh, godly witness that God wants us to be. Also, as we study the Scripture, we find that sin grieves us in that it can bring the loss of our health. Take some time to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 through 32. And you'll find that because some of the people there at the church of Corinth were partaking of the Lord's table with sin in their lives, their health was taken from them. We also find that sin will grieve us even in the loss of life. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 16, it teaches us that there is a sin unto death. Now, I don't believe that that's a particular individual sin, but what I believe is that if a person continues to sin and continues to sin and continues to sin, and God convicts him of that sin and he does not confess it and repent of it, that God will say, look, you're done. I'm going to bring you home prematurely. And somebody might say, well, that would be great to be taken into the presence of the Lord prematurely. No, not if there's sin in our lives. Wow, think of that. Standing in the presence of the Lord and him saying, I've had to bring you home because you're living in sin. And then finally, sin grieves us in that it brings the loss of reward. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10 teaches us that if through sinful activity we don't serve the Lord as we should, we are going to lose reward. That's why Jabez sought God's protection. He wanted joy. He wanted to be able to be a witness. He wanted good health. He wanted a good life. He wanted reward when he saw God. He wanted to glorify God. And so he said, "Keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." What a life Jabez had. What a prayer Jabez rendered. He asked God to give him a blessing. He asked God to expand his ministry. He asked God to give him strength. He asked God to protect him. I ask you again today, as I've been asking throughout the course of this week, are you willing to pray the prayer of Jabez in your life right now? We know that this prayer honored God, because it says in the last part of verse 10 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4, "And God granted him that which he requested." God heard Jabez's prayer, and God answered Jabez's prayer. What about you? We're talking about the key to effective Christian service, and that is, ask God to enlarge your coast and give you strength and keep you in the center of his will and keep you from evil. And he will. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. But then, as a Christian today, ponder over this prayer, Jabez, and make it your own. And watch how God will bless you indeed. Well, thank you for joining us today and this week. Have a great weekend. And the Lord willing, I'll be back with you again on Monday with another study of the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no cost for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to help defray the costs of handling and shipping. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at simply wayoftruth@juno.com. Please visit our website. It's www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth radio broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Dr. Gary Dahl, I'm James O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.